Lesson 17, Personal and Family Goals. This lesson is designed to help us set and achieve personal and family goals. Introduction. When President Spencer W. Kimball was 14 years old, a church leader visited his state conference. He told the congregation that they should read the scriptures. In recalling the experience, President Kimball said, "I recognized that I had never read the Bible. So that very night, at the conclusion of that very sermon, I walked to my home a block away and climbed up in my little attic room in the top of the house and lighted a little coal oil lamp that was on the little table, and I read the first chapters of Genesis. A year later, I closed the Bible, having read every chapter in that big and glorious book. I found that there were certain parts that were hard for a 14-year-old boy to understand. There were some pages that were not especially interesting to me, but when I had finished reading, I had a glowing satisfaction that I had made a goal and that I had achieved it." Planning for a Full and Abundant Life, Ensign, May 1974, page 88. A goal is something we desire to achieve. In our premortal life, as spirit children of our Heavenly Father, we learned that this life was to be a time to progress toward becoming like our Heavenly Father. This should be our major goal in life. To reach that goal, we need to set and achieve secondary goals. Setting such goals will also help us live a full and abundant life. Selecting personal and family goals. The first step in selecting a goal is to think about the way we are living and decide how to improve. We can then select personal and family goals to help us improve. If we want to become stronger spiritually, for example, we should examine our spiritual strength and set appropriate goals for improvement. In doing so, we might consider the following questions. Do I pray as often as I should? Am I worthy to receive answers to my prayers? Do I know what the prophet says, and do I follow his counsel? Do I read the scriptures regularly? Do I faithfully carry out my priesthood assignments? Am I honest in paying tithes and offerings? Do I think clean and worthy thoughts at all times? Does our family hold family home evening every week? Has our family been sealed in the temple? Is our family preparing others to receive the gospel? It takes time and effort to do these things. Consequently, we should begin by choosing only one or two to work on at first. As we improve in one thing, we can concentrate on another. Perfection is something we work toward step by step all our lives. It does not happen just because we have set that as our goal. We should also consider the progress we hope to make in our education, in our occupation, and in other areas. As we consider each area of our lives, we should determine how to improve. We should then set goals to help us do so. Each goal should be challenging, but something we can do. Invite class members to list reasonable goals in the following areas: prayer, scripture study, family home evening, temple marriage, family history, home teaching, missionary work, tithing, thinking clean thoughts, education, and occupation. To set personal goals, we must consider our desires and abilities and pray for inspiration from the Lord. We may also want to ask a parent, church leader, or trusted friend for advice in setting goals. We should decide what we want to do, how we want to do it, and when we want to finish it. President N. Eldon Tanner told of an experience he had with a grandson who set a personal goal. The grandson said, "Grandpa, I have been 100%er ever since I was ordained a deacon a year ago. I haven't missed a sacrament meeting, Sunday school, or priesthood meeting." I congratulated him and said, "John, if you will continue to be 100%er until you are old enough to go on a mission, I will finance your mission." He smiled and said, "I'll do it." I thought I was perfectly safe, but he set about to be 100%er. I remember on two occasions how he disciplined himself in order to accomplish his undertaking. Page 153. One time his uncle invited him to go for a trip with him and his boys, where they would be gone over Sunday. John said, "Is there any place I can attend my meetings on Sunday?" And he was told there was not. He said, "No, I can't go. I'm going to be 100%er," and therefore sacrificed a lovely trip to the ocean and an island on which they were going to celebrate. Another time, near a weekend, he broke his leg. The first thing he asked his doctor was, "Will I be able to attend church on Sunday? I have to be 100%er." He came, of course, on crutches. When he became 19 years of age, he said, "Grandpa, I have been 100%er ever since we made that deal." I was very happy to finance him on his mission. This achievement has been a great influence in his life. Success is gauged by self-mastery, Ensign, May 1975, page 77. How long had John worked to achieve his goal? 6 years. How do you think he felt when he achieved his goal? To set a family goal, families should discuss their desires and feelings with each other. Each should take part in establishing the goal, with the father leading the discussion. Prayer will help in setting the goal. Elder J. Thomas Fiennes told how one family selected its goals. 3,000 miles from Salt Lake City lives a family who will again do a very special thing following this conference. When the ensign arrives with the conference addresses at their home, the family will immediately read the messages with the older children reporting on selected addresses. But they will do more than read. In family home evenings, they will select family and personal goals based upon the conference messages. Their goals are practical. Remember grandmother in our daily prayers. Memorize a church hymn. Review our family preparedness. Do the Lord's thing in His way, not ours. Bring a non-member to church. They will discuss their goals, pray about them, and review them frequently. Is there any wonder why the father says, "Our family regards General Conference as the Lord's list of things we should be concentrating on. It has meant more to us and our children than words can say." Making conferences turning points in our lives. Ensign, November 1974, page 65. What did this family do to select its goals? Goals assist our eternal progress. Ask class members to think for a moment about their eternal goals. Invite them to share some of their goals with the class. List these goals on the chalkboard. We all have some goals in common. For example, the Savior said to the Nephites, "I would that ye should be perfect, even as I, or your Father who is in heaven, is perfect." 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 48. Perfection and eternal life with our families are the greatest goals we can achieve. President Joseph Fielding Smith has said, "Salvation does not come all at once. We are commanded to be perfect, even as our Father in heaven is perfect. That will not come all at once. We will have to go even beyond the grave before we can reach that perfection and shall be like God. But here on earth we lay the foundation. Here is where we are taught these simple truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ in this probationary state to prepare us for that perfection. It is our duty to do better today than we were yesterday and better tomorrow than we are today." Doctrines of Salvation, Volume 2, page 18. Show Visuals 17-A, Family Scripture Study offers many rewards. 17-B, Prayer can draw families closer together. And 17-C, Family Home Evening can build spirituality. Perfection is not a goal we can achieve in a single day. We need to select and achieve other goals that will help us to gradually achieve perfection. For example, we may set goals of reading the Scriptures daily or having family prayer together. These goals will help us draw near to our Heavenly Father and help us as we do work to become perfect. What other goals can help us obtain eternal life? Temple marriage is one important goal. Without it, we cannot become like our Heavenly Father. The following story illustrates how goals help us progress toward eternal life. When Jerry first met the missionaries, he was 24 years old and very depressed. He had been trained as a teacher, but was not working in a job related to teaching. He was not married and saw no real purpose in life. Morning after morning, he would ask himself, "Why go through another day?" Pages 155 through 157 contain visual display 17-A, 17-B, and 17-C. One day, an old friend who had joined the church invited him to meet with the missionaries. The elders challenged him to read and pray about the Book of Mormon. As he studied the gospel of Jesus Christ, Jerry felt that life really did have a purpose. As he prayed, he soon knew that the Book of Mormon was true and that he wanted to follow the Savior. Because he wanted to be baptized, he changed his life and began to live the gospel. After his baptism, Jerry accepted a call from the bishop and was completely faithful in his priesthood duties. He felt a great desire to help others and soon found a job as a teacher of young children. Then he met and married a beautiful young lady, also a recent convert. They set a goal to go to the temple and were subsequently sealed together for all eternity. Since then, they have found great happiness in following the Lord's plan. Achieving our goals. 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 9. Nephi tells us to pray before we try to accomplish anything. One of the most important parts of setting a goal is committing ourselves to achieve the goal. As we pray to our Heavenly Father, we should ask for His help. We should promise that we will do everything we can to achieve our goals. What can we do to remind ourselves of our goals? As a reminder, it is a good idea to write our goals in a journal. We could also put them on a small card or paper placed where we can see it every day. We can discuss our goals regularly in our families. We can make special efforts to help family members reach their individual goals. To achieve family goals, we must work together. Family home evenings are ideal times to do this. All the righteous desires and goals we may have will not help us unless we work to achieve them. The Lord has said, "All victory and glory is brought to pass unto you through your diligence, faithfulness, and prayers of faith." Doctrine and Covenants, section 103, verse 36. As we work diligently, obey the commandments, and pray, we can accomplish our righteous goals. Each day is an opportunity to come a little closer to achieving our goals. Often, we must sacrifice to reach a goal. President Spencer W. Kimball once explained how he was able to achieve one of his goals. "After my mission, I wanted to attend college, but my family could not afford to send me. So I took a job at the freight yards of the Southern Pacific Railroad in Los Angeles to earn money for school. I worked 14 hours a day moving freight between warehouses and boxcars on a two-wheeled hand truck. Often, I have had a 1,000-pound load on the hand truck. I'm sure you can understand why I was tired at the end of the day." Page 159. "I was living with my sister 2 or 3 miles away. The streetcar fare was 10 cents, and I trudged the whole distance each way in order to save 20 cents a day. I wanted very much to go to college, and walking that distance made my goal that much nearer. By doing this, I was able to save enough to return to my home state of Arizona and attend the University of Arizona." Decisions. Why it's important to make some now. New Era, April 1971, pages 2 and 3. Conclusion. Elder O. Leslie Stone has said, "We should all constantly evaluate our progress. To live righteous lives and accomplish the purposes of our creation, we must constantly review the past, determine our present status, and set goals for the future. Without this process, there is little chance of reaching one's objectives." Making Your Marriage Successful, Ensign, May 1978, page 57. Setting goals, planning and working toward them, evaluating our progress, and then setting new goals is the process that will bring us nearer perfection. Our Heavenly Father is pleased when we set goals and will help us achieve them. Challenge. 1. Prayerfully select a personal goal. You might want to set a goal in one of the following areas: prayer, scripture study, family home evening, temple marriage, genealogy, missionary work, tithing, thinking clean thoughts, home teaching. Write your goal in a journal or on a paper where you can see it. Commit yourself to achieve the goal. Pray for help and promise the Lord you will do your best. 2. With your family, discuss the things your family desires in life. Set a family goal in one of the areas listed above and help your family achieve it. Teacher preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Arrange for a chalkboard and chalk. 2. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of Lesson 17, Personal and Family Goals.